Currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With Connie Turman at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Connie.
Hi, I'm Connie Turman, and welcome to this installment of Currently Kirkland. Every week, we're here with the latest in what's happening in Kirkland. It's an annexation celebration. The fun starts Wednesday, June 1st at Kirkland City Hall with an open house from 4 to 7 p.m. Come learn all about the city and meet the City Council members, commissioners, staff, and Neighborhood Association members. And visit information booths throughout City Hall. Businesses are invited to attend a networking breakfast the following day, June 2nd, at Casino Caribbean from 7:30 to 9:30 a.m. Council members will open the event, and you'll hear about the Kirkland Police Department from Chief Eric Olson and Captain Mike Ursino. Seating is limited, so reserve your spot now by emailing businessbreakfast@kirklandwa.gov. Finally, on Friday, June 3rd, it's the community celebration at Juanita Beach Park at the Forbes House. Festivities will start at 6 p.m. There will be musical performances by the Kamiokan Junior High School Jazz Ensemble, Juanita High School Pep Band, and the Bluegrass Band Backburner. Police and fire department vehicles will be on display. At dusk, enjoy an outdoor park screening of The Sandlot. For more information, visit kirklandwa.gov/annexation. Looking for fresh vegetables and fruit, or a special gift of jewelry? Need to pick up the perfect bread for tonight's dinner? Then you'll want to visit the Juanita Friday Market, open during the annexation celebration. The newly renamed market is now open every Friday from 3 to 7 p.m. at the parking lot by the Forbes House building. It will return to its previous location, Juanita Beach Park, once restoration is complete. The market features over 35 vendors selling a variety of locally grown organic produce, plants, homemade breads, and other tasty treats. The artisan selection showcases fine jewelry, pottery, and soaps and lotions. Music performances and kids' activities are a part of most market nights. For more information, please visit the city's website, kirklandwa.gov, and search Juanita Friday Market. More delicious fruits and vegetables will also be available at the Kirkland Wednesday Market opening June 1st. This year, the market will be returning to Park Lane in downtown Kirkland. Come see what local farms, artists, and vendors have to offer. And don't forget to pick up some classic kettle corn while you do your shopping. The market will be open Wednesdays from 2 to 7 p.m. through September 28th. More information is available at kirklandwednesdaymarket.org. Next weekend is Memorial Day weekend, and that means one thing. It's time for the Seven Hills of Kirkland. The annual Cycling to End Homelessness Ride is presented by the Rotary Club of Kirkland and benefits KITH, Kirkland Interfaith Transitions in Housing. Last year's ride drew over 1,000 participants and raised over $90,000. The race begins at 7 a.m. at Marina Park on Memorial Day, May 30th. To register for the event, volunteer, or for more information, visit sevenhillskirkland.org. Or for more information about KITH, visit kithcares.org. Before racing on the big day, you'll want to carbo load, so stop by Pancaking to End Homelessness at Peter Kirk Community Center on Saturday, May 28th from 7:30 to 11:30 a.m. The charitable breakfast is hosted by the Kiwanis Club of Kirkland and KITH and the Kirkland Alliance of Neighborhoods. Proceeds support KITH and the Seven Hills of Kirkland Bicycle Ride. For more information, visit kirklandkiwanis.org. It's SIF season, and this year the fun is returning to the East Side. The Seattle International Film Festival, SIF, is the largest and most highly attended film festival in the U.S. SIF showcases over 400 films from over 60 countries to 150,000 attendees annually. The festival runs from May 19th to June 12th at venues throughout Seattle, with special screenings in Kirkland, Renton, and Everett. 10 days of screenings will take place at the Kirkland Performance Center from June 2nd to the 12th. There will also be a special outdoor screening of Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me, at Juanita Beach Park on May 28th at dusk, approximately 9:40 p.m. In the event of rain, the screening will be rescheduled for June 4th. For more information, visit sif.net. Remember, you can access any episode of Currently Kirkland on demand on the city's website, on mobile devices, and YouTube. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. Thanks for watching Currently Kirkland. We'll see you next week.